Good morning.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Good. Dave should join us in a minute. I think he's rebooting his computer or something like that.
Okay. The usual fun things about computers, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, here's the good news. I think on our next call, we could do a Zoom.
Oh, fun. Okay, great.
We finally have, UBS has come to the new age, and we can use Zoom now.
Great.
And that's one of, I'll tell you, I have to be honest with you, so we started doing that on our client calls. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Right. Well, you're a people person. You like being with people. You like seeing people.
Yeah.
Obviously you enjoy it. Some people don't like to be with people. They're introverts.
Absolutely. That's it 100%. And we found the clients love it. So what we're doing then, we put some different, pieces up on the screen, and we walk through different pieces. They love it. And it's really, it's been an eye-opener. We just started doing that in the last couple of weeks. And the clients love it. But again, you know what? You're right. I think there's some that said, let's just do a call. Because, for whatever reason, they didn't, maybe they weren't dressed or so, who knows what.
Right. I mean, I put on a nice shirt and I clean up and, some people don't want them. They just want to be in their underwear.
Yeah. Well, what I have to start doing now, though, is I got into this habit, Rob, of literally, but I don't shave every day like I used to.
I agree. And, right today, I decided, I'm not going to shave. I can go a day. I used to not be able to. I'd be, one day and my beard would be black. But as it's grayed out, I can kind of.
You can get. Yeah.
Yeah. I can,
but no, so it's a home run. So our next call, let's do that. We will set it up as a Zoom. And this way we get to see face-to-face because you're right. I mean, just think, Rob, how long we've been talking to each other, over the phone. And then, the couple times we've seen each other, I was thinking about that. I remember the first date when you were, I think we were in Baltimore or something. Ellen Pierce was our regional director at the time. And you came in and gave a joint presentation to our region or whatever it was. And I remember seeing you then. I resonated obviously with what you were saying and started it. But then the only other time probably was we had another conference of supernova people. And then I ended up speaking at that. I forget where that was at, but that's the only two times I think we've met.
That's right. But I look at your picture here every day because I've got your LinkedIn. It's your LinkedIn profile, and I put it on the left-hand side of my folder, right? So I just look at you. Yeah. So it will be fun to see each other, and it's just warmer, And here's the other thing: you guys can use this as a marketing tool, not just for individual clients, but let's say once a month you want to do an educational piece, just like you do your 24-month calendar,
right?
Of events, right? And let's just say you did just that, right? And so this month we're going to be talking about mortgages. So if you'd like to, we're going to have an overall symposium on mortgage rates and different ways of financing mortgages with private, you can do it with the traditional mortgage or you can use securitized loans. We'll go through various options that you have as a person that's accumulated some wealth. And so you invite your entire base to a half an hour webinar on liability management or mortgages or whatever. And that's what you kind of kick off the month, every month with that piece. And then when you talk to them about mortgages, which is what your monthly initiative is, they're already educated and warmed up to the idea.
That's good. Are you seeing now? I would see with us, it's compliance, and I have to. Are you seeing many people doing that?
Oh yeah, lots of them.
I think the RIAs would have more leniency, but like any of the brokerage houses, like doing their own.
No, they all do it. I mean, they're all doing it.
That is an interesting thing. You know, it's one of those things. I think that would be great, you know, because as you're seeing now, I heard you talking to Dave, you're seeing he's a very bright, but he's also a well-spoken, younger person who he's very articulate on how he can explain things, and he does a great job. And I told him, I said, that would be a perfect thing for, you know, to get him in front of more people.
Sure. And you just do it as an education, you know, update
right.
on – And, you know, you can just run that by compliance and do it, you know, 2 months, 3 months in advance. You know what you're going to be doing. You got your 24-month calendar, so you stay 3 months in advance on all your webinars, and you just send it into them and say, this is all we're going to talk about. We're just talking about facts, not talking
about.
We're not talking about stuff.
I think it's good. Now, I'll just give you, like, my daughter – so she is a professional makeup artist. So she works with a lot of celebrities, and she's in New York City. So they would do these press events, red carpet events, and all this kind of stuff. Well, guess what? They've been shut down the last 12 months. They really have not been doing anything because New York, you know, for any kind of entertainment or press, it's been shut down. So she's had a story, I don't want to say reinvent, but while she's on this lull of not doing that, she was getting antsy, so she's actually going back. She's being certified as a yoga teacher, but she's very interested in giving back. We were doing a lot of stuff locally of service, and she said, "Dad, I want to do something." And it came to her, she wanted to do and she was very apprehensive about doing something online, creating her own, and it's called Get Uplifted, and. Because she saw everybody in her industry was just down, you know, because they weren't working, they weren't doing stuff. And so she wanted to create a little network of people, and she would invite these different hosts on who were very positive and upbeat, who were in different areas. She has some, you know, celebrity-type people on there, and they tell her story. And it's amazing. She has a following. She has all this other stuff going on. And it was something that she created out of the – you know, the downness of what she was seeing, you know, depressing of, you know, her industry and stuff like that and all the people that she's associated with. So she wanted to do something, and she's been doing these, and they're on YouTube, they're on all these other places now, and it's like, it's taking off. Now, she was so hesitant about doing that first one, you know, doing that, you know, getting on and speaking and bringing a host, hosting and getting a guest on, but it's taken off for her. Now they're like, she does these things, she edits them, and she also said as part of her brand of wellness, not only beauty, but it's overall wellness of mind, body, spirit. And I said, you never know where it's going to go, you know. But she's doing it as a giveaway, you know, not to make money or anything else like that, but just to help, to give service to others. And I'm proud of her for that. It's really pretty cool. And
we should connect our daughters.
Why?
What is she? My daughter worked for WW, which was the old Weight Watchers, but they've become wellness focused.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's something there that they could do together.
Hey, you never know, because that's what I mean. So, like I said, my daughter felt that, you know, she always, when she does someone's makeup, she said she would, you know, with these, you know, celebrities. She said, I would be the last person that they would see before they go on stage or go on to the red carpet or something like that. And it's almost like to get them into a good, feel good about themselves, ready to go out there instead of being nervous. And she has that gift. She really is. She's an other people person, Rob. She gets it. And, the goodness comes out. I mean, in her industry, you know, she deals with some people who aren't as nice or a little more cutthroat. But she's rising above all that stuff, which I'm very proud of her. But But the whole wellness thing is this is here to stay. This is another thing, like your daughter. Now, what does she do? I mean, is it?
Well, she's in charge of a bunch of coaches, and the coaches help people to live a better life, right?
Okay, that's it.
They're obviously they're focused on making sure that you are aware of what you're putting in your mouth.
Right.
It's an awareness thing, but it's instead of just telling people to, you know, weigh themselves and watch what you eat and count your calories and all that stuff, they coach them once a week, just like I do.
Yeah.
And they coach them through it, and they, you know, she's got like, I don't know, 10 coaches that work for her, and they each have, you know, I don't know, 40 people or something, and so it's really kind of
Maybe my daughter could get her on one of her future podcasts or something like that, and, you know, interview her, talk about it, because I think just like what you're doing, it's not just telling you what to do, how to grow your business. It's the whole mind, body, spirit that has to be engaged. And if that is, it's a bigger purpose that's driving you instead of just, oh, I got to lose weight, you know?
Right. Yeah. Remember the power of full engagement, right? Right. All right. So what is your daughter's name?
It's Nicole. And Nicole King, but she goes by Nicole L, E-L-L-E, Nicole L King. I think if you look on the website, I'm sure you could see, it's Nicole L Makeup is her sort of brand.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get her stuff. And what's your daughter's? They
it's
can connect
Courtney.
Much easier than I could.
Yeah, it's Courtney. Courtney, Courtney Knapp is what she goes by in professional, and it's Courtney Knapp Ford is her last name, but she goes by Courtney Knapp professionally.
Okay, good. No, I'll tell her
I'll send her information to you. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And that'll be perfect. And this way we'll connect. And these kids connect quickly. And, they'll have all these different things.
You know, Courtney went to and worked for Jim Lehrer for the summer.
Oh my God.
So she met all the professional athletes that are going through the program and all the business people. And I mean, that was a fun summer for her. So she's been a wellness person her whole life. You know, she's and she's a great chef. She started out as a vegetarian chef, and now she's, overall. She worked for many, great chefs in the past.
That's really good.
And she worked for Martha Stewart, and then she was on the talk out she produced that, the food segment for the talk. So
that's
she's
fantastic, yeah.
CBS. So she's been around, she's now 45. That's who visits.
Well,
she'll be down here for a month with my granddaughter.
That's nice.
Yeah. So she was down here for 2 months earlier, because she can work out of here. I mean, her husband works, he's in the, he's got Ford's gin is what his gin is. You can find it. He sold out to Brown Foreman, and now he's the director of that particular brand for Brown Foreman.
Oh, wow. You know what? It's interesting. And the biggest thing is, like, even with my daughter, and at times I'm sure you do it with your daughter too, over years, you coach them up too when they're going through challenging times. And the last year with her, but she pretty much had to, not just what was she going to do while her industry is shut down? And that's where, and she saw a lot of her friends were, they were either, depressed, drinking, they were doing different things. And she said, I got to help this. And so she got on a lot of, and the connections she's made. It's like crazy how everybody's connected in a way. So many of the different people that she would get on, and then they, in some way or another, they were connected to each other. And she's going to have another one on. She works with this girl, Kira, she's like a fitness instructor for a lot of celebrities. And Nicole and her just get along great. She's going to have her on soon. And then I don't know if you know this. There's a woman, Candace Cameron Bure. She's a TV movie star. She was the one. She was on Full House, I guess. There's a claim to fame. She was this one that was a big popular show back in the 80s and 90s. She was a young kid, but she's been in entertainment her whole life. And she's but Nicole's her go-to every time she's in California. But whenever she's in New York and doing stuff, I mean, and they get along so great. So she's going to have her on. I mean, they're all into fitness. They're into spirituality. They're into, you know, just good stuff, which it's pretty cool to watch. So, but it was her hesitancy about even getting on to doing some kind of a podcast video. And it's just taken off now. I mean, which is really neat, but it's all for free. And she's giving it away.
Well, and she can, you know, in the end, if she does these, she can actually have sponsors. And when the sponsors are the ones that, you know, that's how these kids make, you know, millions of dollars. They get millions of followers, and then they have they have sponsors that come on, and they pay them.
Yep. And like a brand, they're a brand ambassador for these different areas. So, yeah.
Sure.
So we'll see. It's going to be good. But I'll definitely, send me your daughter's stuff. We'll connect with kids. You never know. And I'll tell you what the next thing we're doing is, we're going to have our Philly tennis tournament coming up in 2 months, actually, June 11th. And it's, you know, everybody around here now is finally getting vaccinated, so we shouldn't have any problem getting out there, because last year we had to cancel it. But one of the guys, I was just things come to me sometimes, Rob, when I'm walking, when I'm, meditating, and ideas come into my brain. So one of the guys who I've known for a number of years, I met him through tennis, because he was at our place at Sea Colony. He was the head tennis director, and then he went off on his own. He has his own place now, but we've worked together many, many years. And like 10 years ago, I started doing these little tennis get-togethers where we would do, just like I'm doing a Philly cricket, we'd have drills, we'd have things, but we would talk about, a good setting. But he's the coach, he's the coach of the Bryan brothers. And it couldn't be any better, because what I talk about is, what is a world-class tennis player? And it's something that's consistent, disciplined, and repeatable. So, like, somebody can knock off the Bryans once or twice, but they couldn't beat them. These Bryans were number one for, how long? A decade. But I would compare that to what we do. I said consistent, disciplined, repeatable process. That's what you do. This is what Supernova's about. And I would say that's our philosophy of, wealth management and what we do, and that's we're world class. We're not just a one-shot wonder. We want to be able to do it consistently and repeatable. Anyway, he's going to come as my guest to this, and he's going to play. And then I told him, I said, we'll just, at dinner, he's just going to do Q&A about stories about traveling the world with the Bryan brothers. He's a great storyteller, And, most of these guys who play tennis love to eat that stuff up. They like to hear that. And so we're going to, he's going to come. And so I even offered, I said, look, I'll compensate you some money to come up for the day and do this. And he said, you know what, Rick? He said, don't. He said, don't pay me. But he said, I am bringing the Bryan brothers down to the beach in August. If you'd like to be a sponsor and put my money towards a sponsorship, I said, done. So the Bryan brothers are actually going to be coming down and host, he's hosting them and doing like an event. So I'm going to be a sponsor of that. But it was just about reaching out to him, and it just boom, 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 connected. So it's pretty exciting. So we're really pumped up about that. And
that's really cool.
Yeah.
How about a Zoom with him?
Wait, what's that? I missed it.
How about doing a Zoom with him?
What do you mean? Well, actually, we talked. I think we ended up Did we discuss it? We might have discussed this before. And I actually reached out to him one time if you could do something like that. And he said, I would love to do it.
I mean, just look, you can do Zooms about mortgages, but you can also do a Zoom about professional tennis and traveling with the Bryan brothers. Why just have him story tell for a dinner? Why not have him story tell for all your clients that are interested in sports and tennis? And
I love it because it's the same thing. Like I said, we relate what it is that makes a, you know, world-class doubles team in tennis who could dominate the tennis for a decade. And I, again, it's this consistent, disciplined, repeatable process. And that you're right. And it's a great story. You can relate it to almost anything. You know, hopefully we're going to have a couple new people coming to our event. And one of them, if we can get him, he's a CEO of a public company. He's extremely wealthy. He's probably $100 million. but it's through tennis that I get to even know him, because there's another friend of mine, a client we brought on maybe a year ago through tennis, that and he's loving it. He goes, yeah, I'll get Roberto to come. And if we can get him there, and then there's another guy who hopefully we can get. He's the general counsel of SoFi, which just is going to go public through a SPAC, that and he's going to be retiring in the next year. And we can get some really high-powered people. And I've already had my other friend, Tom Beret, who we brought on through tennis, and he transferred in his money, like, you know, $8 to $10 million. And he said he wants to do the endorsement this year because Sam did it the 1 year. And he goes, no, I want to do the endorsement this year, give a testimonial. So, and then with Dave Marshall, you know, talking about tennis and doing all this other good stuff, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting day.
Okay. So I'm thinking while you're talking, have him come on and talk about bringing the Bryan brothers to the beach. Okay.
Yeah. This way it promotes his thing too.
It promotes his thing. You're the sponsor and you get your clients to come down to the beach and you can host them there.
Yeah. No, that's, it's pretty exciting stuff.
Think about it, right? Maybe you can hit up the firm for a tent or something.
Yep.
Right?
No, I agree. This is and Dave is a good, he's a good promoter. He does that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a great, you know, it all ties together. By the way, if that SPAC's coming out, there's so many of them. Can you if it's coming out, let me know. I'll buy some.
Well, it did. It actually, what's the symbol? This SPAC came out. They announced they're going to be buying SoFi. I'll send it to you, because SoFi is, you know, they came out as they're going to be, you know, a financial tech company, but they're going to, you know, they started off doing student loans. Now they do everything.
IPOE, by the way.
Oh,
I just joined.
Hey.
Sorry, guys. I've had technical issues all morning of, like, my Cisco connection thing. Anyway, I just joined about 2 minutes ago, so I just caught
Well, you
the
heard
end
us
of the
talking
day,
about
Marshall.
I was glad you jumped on about it. I was talking about the SPAC for SoFi.
Yeah, IPOE is the ticker. The guy is one of the kind of early guys from Facebook. This guy, Chamath Palihapitiya, he's like the lead sponsor of the SPAC that's bringing SoFi public. I think they valued them, or they were valued at $5 billion or raising $5 billion. I think maybe valued or raising $5 billion through the SPAC.
Okay.
This is the whole thing which I don't get. I'm always talking to Dave about this, because even though this is public now, you're buying it at 16. When that does go, when they bring, and it's supposed to be within the next couple of months, I think, right, Dave?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, SoFi, I think the deal, the SPAC deal valued the company, or technically the market cap of SoFi right now technically is like $20 billion.
Yeah.
But the deal valued the company at like $9 billion, but ultimately the SPAC has moved up, which is kind of a tracker for the actual stock of SoFi, the company SoFi.
Okay, so it's already in the price, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
So it came at 10 and it's up to 16.
Yep. And it was as high as 28.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll take a look at it. But you guys know what, the CEO, or you know the
General Counsel.
General Counsel. Okay.
And he's going to, hopefully he'll be at our tennis event.
Nice.
So, Dave, I was talking to Rob. We were talking about other stuff. First of all, we were talking about our kids and different things. But we were talking about Dave Marshall, who I'm going to get to come. And I was telling him about how we're utilizing Zoom now and what a difference maker it is. And
oh, yeah.
He was even saying we could do it once a month, general podcast Zoom call of education, like you and I talk about. How do you get out there and just do something, a 30-minute educational call on X, nothing
yep.
that's salesy, but just, educating on whether it's mortgages, whether it's who knows what. But that's another way of doing some of these. And I was just telling them how, it's always hesitant to do that first one. And then once you do them, like I was telling them about Nicole with her get uplifted type things, and then she just has them rolling now. And as it turns out, Rob's daughter is in a similar type of wellness coaching industry, and we're going to connect the two of them.
Oh, cool! Yeah, the only thing I don't know is really from like a compliance perspective.
That's what
like
I was saying, yeah.
If we're doing any Zoom, well, I guess there's a couple potential things to consider. One would be if you're doing a Zoom, you probably, and maybe it's a question for you, Rob. Like, would you want let's say you have 30 clients that are going to join your Zoom call and you're going to talk about, 529 planning. Would you not want your clients to be able to see, like, each other on the call, like, each other's names so that they, like, now know that they're all respectively your clients? Like, is that something where is it more like an anonymity thing where people join the Zoom and they can, like, ask questions? I don't know how that part works. And then I don't know from a UBS perspective, if we were to say, hey, we're doing a Zoom call with our clients, we're going to talk about, like Rick said, mortgages, 529s, retirement saving, whatever the topic is, do we need to have pre-clearance of, like, what we're going to talk about or what we're going to share? Or as long as it's all, like, UBS-approved things, like, we could just do that without having to go through all the red tape?
Okay, so I was telling Rick, just you've got your 24-month calendar all laid out, so 6 months in advance what you're going to be doing. So just 3 or 4 months in advance, you just send them a summary of what you're going to be covering in this webinar, Zoominar, and they approve it. It's just like, think about it. When you're doing a client recognition event,
mm-hmm.
do they know who the other ones are? Everybody's got a name tag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not a name tag, but yeah. Yeah, I'm with
yeah.
you. Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody, you're doing this stuff at the beach. You're doing this stuff at Philly Cricket
yeah.
Club.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows who you're. If you don't want to not have anybody know you're doing business with you, then don't go.
Yeah.
Don't go to the Zoom,
yeah.
because of course they're going to be able to see everybody else.
Well,
so I
guess the bottom line is, as we were talking, Dave, is that this, like, Dave knows me. I mean, Dave's more comfortable with it. I'm just, but it's been a game changer. We just started using the last couple of weeks, and the clients love it, and it's easier than, like, we had Skype for business before. It's a hassle. People, everybody's used Zoom, and it's so easy now to do.
It's like Apple.
Took us a long time. Yeah.
People say to me, should I buy Zoom? And I said, of course you should. and they say, why? And I said, well, it's kind of like Apple. They just do it better.
They
say, well, aren't the others going to catch them? I said, think about Netflix. Is everybody going to catch Netflix? No, because they're first movers and they're better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Amazon's doing a nice job and Disney's doing a nice job and they'll have their niche, but they're not going to replace Netflix and you're not going to replace Zoom. Zoom's just going to get better and better and better and easier and easier and easier. So, these guys that these innovators, you know, everybody's tried to displace Amazon. How they've done?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. I mean, so it is there more room? Anyway, guys are doing this every month, okay? Marketing. So you invite a friend, you know, who knows whether they're clients or not. You can say, hey, half of these people are prospects, half are clients. I'm not telling you whether they're a client or not.
That's true.
Right?
No, it's good stuff. So we're just, like I said, we've been slow to the game, I guess, from a UBS perspective, but it's something now that we're going to make all of our calls this way, unless the client says, nah, I don't want to, because, you know, they're, like Rob was saying earlier, Dave, I think both of us are people persons that we enjoy that. We want to see our people. We want to, and most of our clients are, but some of them are just hesitant. Like, you know, we had one the other day said, nah, let's just do it on a regular phone call. So anyway, but that's, we're scratching the surface on that.
So I think it's a great, it's a great tool in your arsenal. You know, I talked about 12-4-2, right? The two in-person meetings. Why did we want the two in-person meetings? So you could see the person, so you could be a connector for them. So you can, you know, Rick, it's just, people say, when do you ask for an introduction? I said, whenever the time is appropriate, you know, whenever the client is excited. Why did we just arrange for an introduction? Okay? We just arranged for an introduction, didn't we not? You're a connector. You're a connector. And think your clients are connectors. When is it appropriate to connect people? When it's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to connect our daughters. That was a pretty easy one.
It's really easy. And that's all you're doing. You're constantly looking to connect people. So I'm thinking, okay, so it's Dave Marshall. You got him now. He's one of your guys. You're going to be a connector for him. So you're going to put him in a position to increase the number of people attending his event, right, with the Bryan brothers. So you do a Zoom call, you make him the hero and star of the show, and then everybody wants to meet him and see him down at the beach. And now you got an extra 100 people coming to your event.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what you're making, our purpose is to make life easier for others and help them prosper. Okay. So what we're doing is connecting for them. You know, the more you do for other people, the more you get for yourself. There's no question. So you're just constantly trying to help others. And then by helping others, you're obviously helping yourself. Just like your daughter has no intention of making money on her initiative.
Yep.
But guess what? Sponsors are very interested in people like that have a good audience. And so they come on with their, you know, their makeup or their... I mean, think of the makeup companies you could get to sponsor her, right? Think of the people that, you know, the health and wellness people she could get to sponsor her.
No, so, it's true. Yeah, but no, I agree with all that good stuff. And I think the next one is, you know, we're feeling it, Rob, even just from a perspective of just not seeing, you know, the Zoom is connecting us somewhat, but it's almost like, we can't wait to start getting back and doing events, to doing our tennis events, doing our dinner events with our, you know, wine thing, with our, you know, we have a client, you know, a bunch of clients that we do that with, to doing this holiday event. I mean, it's going to explode with people wanting to connect again and get together. And we're getting closer now. Florida's way ahead of it. I mean, you guys have been kind of, you know, out and about, but we're still in, you know, Pennsylvania area. It's been, it's starting to open up now. You can see it's about ready to explode because springtime is here. And here's the other thing.
It's
going
to be the Roaring Twenties. You know, my wife was saying, "Do you think it'll be like the Roaring Twenties?" I said, "You got to understand, those people came out of World War I and a pandemic at the same time, and if you survived that."
Yeah.
You were so happy, and life went back to normal, and people went, let's celebrate, bring out the champagne.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, they had all of a sudden everything exploded, and you had this period of the 20s that went crazy.
Yeah.
And you also, this is kind of like after World War II, you know, the 50s. Somebody said to me, what do you think the growth rate's going to be? I said, they're saying 6 to 7%. I said, it could be 12%.
Yeah. No, it's going to be higher than, there's no question. I mean,
look at the earnings of Goldman Sachs today. I mean, it's crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So hang on, guys. You're going into a period of extreme wealth here, wealth creation.
Well, it is. This is a crazy time. And, the other thing I was saying, Rob, now I know I do it with tennis because that's my primary, because I love it. I enjoy getting out. But the key to it is it's not an all-day thing. Golf is another one that I only golf literally. If I get up with a half a dozen times a year, that's a lot. I do outings, you know, where it's a scramble.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a decent athlete, you can go out and play. I mean, it's hard to score, you know, really score low if you don't play a lot. But I was thinking, because I love to play nine. Nine holes is perfect. 18 is way too much for me. But I'm thinking of starting to do that a little bit.
You can do it in an hour and a half. I can play nine holes in an hour and a half.
Exactly. And that's what I would be interested in doing. But to do it with, again, as a client, just, you know, because time on the golf course, as you know, it's you know, you get a chance to talk with a lot of people. And that's something that, you know, there's a whole other bunch of people that, you know, they don't play tennis, but they, you know, golf. And I can hang, at least, you know, I can go out. I won't embarrass myself. I'll be able to hang with people because I can hit the ball. But I'm thinking of trying to add that this summer. Of a way also now to start getting out and, you know, with a social, just like I do with tennis, and building a network of people through a golf without getting addicted to it.
Get Emily to be your planner for this, because she knows golf.
Yeah, definitely.
And she can be the star of the show.
True. It's true. Because there's a couple of our clients that are golfers.
And she won't do it herself, okay? You guys can be her instrument of organization and client interaction and whatever. So just, you know, use her to be your showpiece, you know, if... It's really fun if you can get have an event that you're in your area, even if it's a lower level tournament or a senior tournament, and you can get a tent and you can bring clients and you can have a practice day. And I mean, there's a lot of fun things. I did a ton with golf, and I still do. I'm a decent golfer now. I expect to win the club championship this year.
Wow!
The fun thing, I can. Yeah, I've won. I won my flight this year, and I won the club championship twice before. And I'm going to compete. They said this year we're going to let you compete at the 55, 65, and 75 age group.
Wow!
You can pick one, or you can pick them, or you can play in all of them. And I said, I'm going to play in. It's only two rounds, but you can count your score from different tee boxes. You just have to play the back tees. And I said, okay, I'm going to play. I'll try and win all three.
I love it.
The pro went crazy. He went crazy. He said, you do? I said, yeah, that sounds like really fun.
Yeah. Well, no, that's good. I'm not sure I want to get that addicted to golf because I want to focus on I love to run around. I mean, tennis is my – you know, while I can still run and everything else like that, I want to run around on a tennis court. But I do think golfing is another way, like Dave and I were talking about, there's some certain clients, and there's another guy that's on this overall bigger team that we're sort of keeping it separate right now. But Jameson, he's a scratch golfer, right, Dave?
Yeah, he golfed This is one of the other advisors, Rob. He golfed with Ernie Els and Jesper Parnevik down in Florida over this past week.
So get out of here.
Two old school names from golf that I'm sure if you're a golf fan, you know both.
Wow. Yeah. So what was that? How did he do with that? I mean, was it a charity thing or something?
No, it was. We have there's a client we have that lives down in Florida. He used to, his family and stuff was lived in South Jersey, but now he lives a lot in Florida. He's a big time golfer. He belongs to Bears Club and a couple other prestigious clubs down in Florida. So Jameson goes and golfs with him every year. You know, and the guy kind of, you know, the quote unquote, the guy kind of takes Jameson out with them in the golf. So they were playing the other day down in Jupiter, and it was a client and the advisor and the client is friends with all these very kind of unbelievably.
Oh my God.
You know, success, you know, whatever. And then everyone who belongs to these clubs are, you know, like, it's like billionaires. But ultimately, like, oh, we're going to play today with Ernie Els and Jesper Parnevik. They're going to be the other two. So they played whatever match play, you know, with the four of them. And he played a round of golf with Ernie Els. And he said he's never been more nervous in his life, you know, off the first tee when Ernie Els was behind him in the tee box. So
now I hope he got some pictures with them and posted them on LinkedIn, Dave. You got to tell him to do that.
I know. I don't know what he did. I don't know how. I don't think those guys are big into the celebrity side of it. So you don't want to be that guy that's like, hey, let me take pictures with you. So I don't know if he has any pictures of them playing together.
Oh, forget it. I'd get a picture.
But anyway, it opens up, you know, doors that are, you know, otherwise you've seen it work in tennis, so it works the same in golf.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it on a limited basis in golf, but just starting to get out a little more this year and just to create that, you know, same kind of synergy that we get from tennis because, you know, if you look over the last couple of years, that's been a connector. And I was telling them about hopefully we can get Roberto to come out this year. He's, you know, if we can get him, it'll be a big
He's the CEO of a $12 billion company. I think he's the CEO and chairman of a $10 billion+ company. So
well, you know what they're interested in? Those guys are interested in access and having everything taken care of so they don't have to do anything. So you tell them we got access to this, you don't have to do anything, just come and we'd love to have you. And he's like, okay, I'll be there. You just don't want to make them have to do anything. You know, they like to slip in, have a good time, slip out, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd be surprised how many people are looking for serious friendships and with something in common, okay? People you think, well, this guy is, you know, he's a billionaire. Why would he be friends with me? Well, it's not true. If you provide the environment, they will come, and they send you notes and are so thankful, and are so appreciative the fact that you put something together. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't minimize the job of the coordinator. I mean, you've already seen it work. Don't think it's no different whether they fly in their private jet or they drive their car.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You know, I live here on an island with billionaires and they are more interested in our Tuesday, you know, White Tea Tuesday game and so excited to play in it and the fact that they're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't believe it. You know,
that's awesome.
And they're sweet, nice people. They're just really nice. So,
well, the only good thing is, well, one of the other guys who's going to attend, like I think I told you earlier, Neil, he's a new client in the last year or two, and he's a definite advocate for us. But he's a friend with Roberto, and I've played with him a couple times, so I'm not really close with him. But Neil said, I'll get Roberto. And I told Neil, I said, you get Roberto as a client and we'll waive your fees.
Forever. For life.
Oh, God. And then the only other one, I know we will wrap it up, but, you know, Rob, this whole death thing has continued. I think I told you on the last call, we've been dealing with a lot of client deaths. And, wow, it's just like they're not
and not all non-COVID. All non-COVID. Nothing to do with COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, so we're really going through the process of being there for the family, helping them, making it as easy as possible to go through all this. But there's more than just the business relationship on each one of them. And that's been the differentiator that, you know, we're going out of our way. I told Margaret yesterday, we're going to do a little bit extra. Just give us your stuff. We'll help you. We'll track down these different shares that are here and there and just consolidate their stuff and make sure it's as smooth as possible because their heads are not in it at the moment. And you know, it's just continuing, Rob. I mean, it's like, it's crazy that how many this year. And I think you might have mentioned something last time. And I think it's the result of isolation from the pandemic that might be contributing to some of this stuff. Who knows? Who knows?
People can die of a lonely heart. You know, it's very sad. It's just, you never know. And it's really important to be there for the family. You know, we talk about the red letter days. They're not all good days. You know, it's weddings and divorces. You know, it's births and death. Each one is a red letter day in the life of the person. And you need to be there for those red letter days. You know, the birth, the death, the wedding, the divorce.
Yeah.
You know, you always have to be there. The graduation, you know, and then the business failure. You gotta be there for that person to guide them through that, because you will see these events happening, you know, 50 times. They go through it once.
Right.
Your advice and guidance through that, and then having people, psychologists and others, that they can rely on during that period if you see them going off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having your enthusiastically endorsed list include psychiatrists and psychologists, specializing in divorce, specializing in death, and managing the process. So,
but you're right, Rob. Being fully engaged means being there, exactly, being there for these types of things, and that's what we find ourselves, because we are engaged in their life, because of the, you know, how we're doing this stuff. But anyway, I know I got to jump for a second. We're getting a little late here, but this is good. I will keep you updated on, send me your daughter's information. We'll connect her with my daughter, and hey, you never know.
Never know. Yeah, I think it'd be good for both of them.
Absolutely.
Courtney, you know, Courtney dealt with all. She ran the, that thing in Washington, D.C. for the comics. And so she knew all the celebrities that went through there, and she hosted them. And so she knows a lot of people. Anyway.
You know, I'll send you guys my daughter's information. She's 6, but very entrepreneurial.
Well, that'll connect with the granddaughter. That'll connect with Rob's granddaughter.
How to connect with the 6-year-old? That's my granddaughter's my daughter and your granddaughter, Rob. They'll connect. They'll connect.
Great play date together. Yes.
Exactly, Rob. Exactly.
And listen, next time I said we're doing it a Zoom call because we got to see each other face to face.
I know. We will. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
Love you, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.